Talking music. Suraj Duba hai yaro, do ghoot nashe mein maro. Cause we have Amal Malik with us right now. Hey Amal.
What's up?
So how chill of an association has this been with Bacha?
It's a very chilling experience. Me and Bacha have collaborated before. I did a track called Char Shaniyar where he came into rap. And before that, there was a film called Khoobsurat where he did Abhi To Party and I did Naina. So we've been friends since then. I remember there was a party, celebration party of Khoobsurat happening. Everyone was dancing, having fun. And me and Bacha and the people who make such dance tracks now were standing on corner thinking, this is not our scene at all. So, you know, so that's where we connected and became friends. And it's been a crazy experience. I never expected the song, you know, because anyway, it's a super hit in the north. So I thought, you know, everyone will say, haan suna hai. But that never happened. The whole song has been treated in such a new way because I've completely redesigned it in terms of the sound, made a little hip hop meets electronic music. And I got new additions like Nakhre, Vileti, Ego Me Rehti. And you know what I did? I just took the best of his rap, of the song with he and Fazil Piri had done. I just took the best from there. I didn't keep the unnecessary stuff because Karan Johar sir approached me saying, ki, I want you to take this song from being a single to being a Bollywood hit. He's like, no one can do it better in terms of the electronic stuff because you're the go-to guy suddenly. I was like, that's an honor, you know, to at least get that. And it was my starting point of working with Dharma. It's my first project. So I went full on for it, and my most important thing while recreating is that I can add something of my own, and that's why I added these parts and did Sandal Mere, which is the antras of the song. So I've just got my own additions to the song and taken it to a different zone.
Any craziest feedback you have received from an old person?
About Chul?
No.
craziest feedback from an old person?
Yeah.
The most funniest thing that happened to me recently was this single I did, Main Rahu Ya Na Rahu, from Imran Hashmi. Someone called me and said on my phone, said, can I speak to Amal Malik? And I said, yeah, it's me, Amal here. He said, no, I want to speak to Amal Malik. I said, no, it's me only. He said, how can you be Amal Malik? I said, you don't believe? He said, nahi, aapka ye gaana sunke mujhe laga kisi 50 saal ke aadmi ne gaana banaya. So I laughed at him. I was like, really? Is it that bad? Like, you think, like, maine bahut buzurg type gaana banaya. So he said, no, sir, it sounds like a very experienced song. I was like, yeah, so why young people can't experience anything? So you know, these funny things happen. There was another incident. My age has always been a problem. That's why I grow all this beard, try to be like an upcoming Pritam. But that's my thing. I've purposely tried to look older than my age. When I was doing a trailer for a movie called Tere Bin Laden, the first part, I was about 19 or something. And the director, Abhishek Sharma, came home for 45 minutes. He has sat in my studio with me next to him waiting for the music director. And then when I stood up, I said, sir, I'm only the guy who's going to do your trailer. So he said, tum? I said, yeah. He said, I was waiting ki koi aayega music director. So I think I don't have that music director vibe. I'm just one of the people who just chill and make good music, and I'm one of the crowd only. It's fun to be that.
You have been a child prodigy, and you know, aapki khandan music mein duba hua hai.
Suraj Duba aur music bhi duba hua hai.
So, you know, in case you want to...
I think I'm not the child prodigy. The child prodigy from the house is Arman. I think after my grandfather, he's the most gifted person of the house. So I'm someone who's, you can say music is with me because I've seen such beautiful music settings. My uncle, dad, everyone's been doing at home. And I grew up under the guidance of my grandfather. So I'm someone who's very unlearned. I've learned only Western classical. I did Trinity College, but all this Hindustani classical music is something I just picked up from my grandfather. So, and it's a lot of responsibility coming from such a heavy dose, you know, musical family, 30 years of music. But it's only affected me and not helped me. The Malik tag has only been a problem till date. It's never been supportive. I had to break out of Annu Uncle, Shadow and Dads to reach where I am. So I had to do 20 good songs to be where I am, not one, which usually happens with a lot of people.
You both brothers
are
always happy when we see you on screen or
Both of us are not people who take anything really seriously in life, not even the success that we've got. And because we know, we've seen like our family go through the ups and downs. We've seen my dad see success, see a lot of failure. So all these things don't really affect us. We're just happy, chilling. The biggest happiness is when we go out to perform and people know our songs, know the lyrics by heart. Arman has been touring a lot. I've been doing a few shows because I'm a music director first. So it's fun. That's what helps and brings the happiness on your face when your music is appreciated and everyone knows your songs.
And what is the ugliest fight you've had in the family?
In the family? We have fights every day. So I can't remember the ugliest. There have been times I've beaten up Arman. Arman's beaten me up. He's thrown his guitar on me. I've punched my piano. So we do a lot of shit like that. But we've never had a crazy ugly fight. The best thing is that we are four friends in one house. My parents are not like just everyone's parents. They are whacked out. I feel sometimes they're like my kids. There have been times I have to tell them come home on time. So our family is a very weird and crazy family. So we have ugly fights every day. But mostly they are based on like musical suggestions. Ki, no, I don't like this. Why have you made this like that? So everyone has their opinion and I like the fact that everyone in our house voices them.
दबी दबी सी हंसी होठों पे फंसी है गुदगुदी कर रही हवा हल्ला मचा रही है पागल सी ख्वाहिशें खुशियों की मिली है वजह कुछ है जुनून सा कुछ पागलपन है सौ बातें करता ये बुद्धू समन है कुछ है जुनून सा कुछ पागलपन है सौ बातें करता ये बुद्धू समन है
Musically, you would have the best of the fights because, you know, you want to bring up something nice. Which
always. At home, I have my producer and director, Arman and Dad only. When I make a song, they both are first approving or rejecting it before it goes out to be played. So at home only, the song is declared as a hit and a flop before it goes out.
Your best critics at home?
Both of them. Mom is the business manager. So father and brother are like after my life. Ki achha nahi hai, wo achha nahi hai. But there are times where I also prove them wrong. They never believed in Chal Vahan Jaate. The song was a big hit. They were not sure about Zindagi Aa Raha Hoon. The song was a big hit. So it's fun even putting them down at home. Ki it's not only your brain, it's my brain also which works sometimes.
Or probably your intuition.
Yeah, I go by that, completely. Even getting Sukriti on board to sing Chul happened one night before the master. Like the song was given to Sony Music. It was just an intuition ki I need a... Because Alia's character in the film has a lot of shades of being a homely, nice girl as well, but being a naughty, cool young girl. So it's got that edginess. So it's got both the worlds. I think Neha Kakkar brings that whole naughty, crazy vibe. Sukriti adds a little more of class, a little more of... Because it's a Punjabi song. So I wanted those words, sandal and all that. If you say it like a Punjabi, it becomes sandal mere cham cham. I didn't want that. I wanted sandal mere cham cham. You know, that vibe. So I got her on board and she anglicized the whole Punjabi. So that really helped. So I just went on intuition. I called her. I said, see, I have a song. It might release in a few days. Do you have time? Come and record. That's how I work with all my singers.
खुशियों की मिली है वजह कुछ है जुनून सा कुछ पागलपन है सौ बातें करता ये बुद्धू समन है कुछ है जुनून सा कुछ पागलपन है सौ बातें करता ये बुद्धू समन है
It was pleasure talking to you, Amal. A big thanks from me, Savan, and all our listeners. And guys, we want to thank you for tuning in. So the moment I sign off, you can listen to all of Amal's songs.
Talking music. Talking music.